Natalie Merchant joins us now. She has a new CD coming out, and it's called Motherland. Where did all those people come from? Suddenly appeared in the studio.
I think they were grabbed off the street. $5 each, they paid you to come in here?
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And can we ask you to begin singing something, title track?
Sure, we'll play Motherland.
Thank you.
Where in hell can you go? Far from the things that you know, far from the sprawl of concrete that keeps crawling its way. About 1,000 miles a day. Take one last look behind. Commit this to memory and mind. But don't miss this wasteland, this terrible place when you leave. You keep your heart off your sleeve. Oh, motherland. It's your happiness I want most of all. If there's anything that I can do at all, oh mercy me. If you want the best of it, or the most of all, if there's anything that I can do at all. Oh, come on, shotgun bride. What makes me envy your life? Faceless, nameless, innocent, blameless, and free. Tell me what that's like to be. Oh, motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Don't go. Oh, motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Don't go.
Thank you so much. Can I get you to introduce the band?
Sure. Gabriel Gordon on this acoustic guitar. Eric Della Penna on that acoustic guitar. Graham Mabey on the bass, and Elizabeth is playing the keyboards.
You wrote that song before September 11th.
I wrote that song last winter.
Do you think it's taken on some added poignance?
Well, definitely. I feel this painful nostalgia now for a time that seems really distant, but it was only, you know, 3 months ago.
Well, when you wrote the song, I guess it's hard to reconstruct what was on your mind? There was something that just moved you?
Well, definitely the opening line, where in hell can you go, far from the things you know, far from the sprawl of concrete that keeps crawling its way about 1,000 miles a day. I've lived most of my life in rural areas, mm-hmm. but I've also traveled around for 20 years in a band, and I've seen this transformation of so much farmland being consumed by concrete and steel and tar, and then the inner cities and the villages dying. I guess the 70s. Were a time, at least in the part of the country where I'm from, when our downtown died.
You're from Jamestown, New York.
Jamestown, New York.
You used to sneak into the hotel bar in Jamestown. What's the story that I've heard?
Well, I joined my first band, which was 10,000 Maniacs, when I was 16 years old. And the only venues that were available to us were, there was a strip of biker bars, actually. And the biker groups would get in fights every once mm-hmm. in a while.
Did they appreciate the delicacy of your lyrics?
Well, there was always this leather-clad woman in the... for some reason, used to spend a lot of time in the bathroom smoking marijuana, and I would go in there, and she'd go, you're really cute, you know? I kind of like what you're doing out there, Natalie. That's really good. But with the kind of places that were available to us is our bass player's sister was Down syndrome, and we would go play at the Achievement Center for the handicapped adults. That was always fun, and mm-hmm. we would organize free concerts in town, anywhere, just so we could have a place to play. And then we started touring.
What do you learn from different audiences?
I'd say that playing for handicapped, you know, mentally handicapped children and adults is probably my favorite audience, because they're so completely devoid of inhibition. I remember once we played a Halloween party, and it's just amazing. This man came on stage and he was blind, and he wanted to sing Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. And when he said, I can't believe I see, everyone in the band just burst into tears. It was so intense.
Yeah.
You get a lot of energy from different crowds. My audience is very broad. It's people bring their children and they bring their grandparents too.
We'd like to ask for another song.
All right.
Build a Levee?
Build a Levee is what we were thinking we would do. Players, amuse me. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3,
Mama said to me, beware of the devil, my child, in the dark, rocky places he'll keep. Beware of the devil, my child, beware of his charming ways. You'll fall under an evil spell just to looking at his beautiful face. Gotta build yourself a levee deep inside. Build yourself a levee deep inside. Now don't go walking by the riverside for something sweet, and take you where the waters rise so high and run so deep. Gotta build yourself a levee deep inside. Gotta build yourself a levee. Inside.
I've been told that you're not only spiritual but religious.
I was raised Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
But I drifted from the church when my mother married an atheist when I was 11, and put a lot of those notions into question. Actually, I was really rebellious at first. I didn't want to give it up. I used to wear my rosary around my neck. There is a God. There is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to draw you out a little on this because you go over your lyrics and mm-hmm. there are words: devil, evil.
Mm-hmm.
They're
those
real.
Are impressionable years, 1 to 11. Uh-huh. I was horrified. I can remember being 16 years old and I worked. My first job was working in a hippie bakery, and we'd start early in the morning, sometimes bake late at night, and I had to go into the cooler to get honey and barley malt and things like that. And I was terrified to go in the cooler by myself. So I thought the devil was in there. It's amazing.
He wasn't?
No, he wasn't in there. Maybe he was. He was tempting me to stick my finger in the tahini barrel every time I went in there.
Yeah, that's right. Now, what did you think the devil was? I mean...
Well, I know what the devil is now. It's that cloud of evil that descends on people's hearts and makes them have disregard for life and peace and love and liberty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fear. Fear is another devil. Mm.
Not
conjurer.
Not to compare that kind of fear with writing a song.
Let's get off this.
but I'm interested. I mean, are there times when you sit down because you have to write a song and the inspiration isn't there?
I give myself a lot of time when it's time to write. I took a year to write this album. Mm-hmm. And in that year, I traveled around Europe for 4 months. I went to the tropics for, I think, 4 months. And like I spent 3 months traveling around Spain. And one of the things I did was I went to small villages and would rent houses. And mm-hmm. I really wanted to go to the villages where they had been abandoned by all the younger people. And they were mostly just older, you know, mostly widows. To mm-hmm. tell you the truth, a lot of women in black skirts and cardigans. But I would approach them in my really horrendous Spanish and ask them to sing songs for me. And I took a digital recorder and I made a little travelogue for myself of village songs.
And does that wind up in your music at some point? Maybe not now, but even years from now?
Well, I think what wound up in my music is this deeper appreciation for the role that I play as a musician. I saw these old women in Spain also, in a slightly larger village, all gathering around the city hall with an old man playing accordion, and they started dancing. I swear there wasn't a woman under the age of 75. And they looked like they were teenagers again. And the music mm-hmm. really brought them to life. And I think music can reach deep into you and pull things out of you that you might not even have an awareness of.
We'd like to hear Just Can't Last.
That's the new single.
Yeah, please.
Wish I knew your name, I wish I could take you by the hand. Well, if I could name it, if I could just explain it, if I could only help you, help you understand. Well, I can see that you're hurt. Weighed down like a beast of burden, about to break your back. God only knows that you're human. What are they trying to do there? Believe me, they don't understand that you have the weight of the world today on your. It's on your back. But a heavy load like that's gonna hold you back, gonna drag you down. You know it
Miss Merchant, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. Natalie Merchant and her band members, Eric Della Penna, Gabe Gordon, Graham Mabey, and Elizabeth Steen. The new CD is called Motherland. It's on the Elektra label. We want to thank our audio engineers, Drew Reynolds and Chris Wonderboy Nelson. When did Chris get Wonderboy?